a political pretender that our listeners may not be thinking about as a future high-ranking politician. So why don't you take a lead on this one, Beryl? Let's introduce the topic to us. Who is this person?
This person, maybe you've already heard that she is interested in becoming president of the United States.
Quite a credentialed individual, I would imagine. If someone has that sort of aspirations, they've got some sort of background, experience, knowledge and understanding of geopolitics, economics, that sort of thing. Who is this person?
Well, this person, if you don't already know, is Meghan Markle. Not Hillary Clinton or
Meghan Markle.
Michelle Obama, but Meghan Markle, the wife of Prince Harry.
And the description I said earlier, of course, directly fits her, so that's reasonable. But where does this come from, do you think? What is her motivation for saying this? Because as I understand it, she is an actress who married a prince.
That's correct.
That's her career path.
Yes, and I think by doing so, she wanted to marry an English man because she was fed up with the American...
I can understand that.
...leading men, and she settled on Prince Harry. Mm-hmm. Have no doubt at all that that was her intention, to marry somebody really significant. And who could be more significant than a member of the royal family? I mean, you could get to the top of the royal family in Britain if you married a prince.
You could certainly do that, but she's mishandled it then, I would say, if there was some sort of grand scheme there, because far from fitting in with the royal family and being involved in royal duties, diplomatic duties, and gained some experience meeting with world leaders, but instead she had a bit of a hissy fit and accused senior members of the royal family of racism.
Absolutely. I don't think that Americans really understand the British very well. Mm-hmm. They like a lot of things British, but they don't understand our system of monarchy, which is hereditary.
Yes.
And so you can't get to the top of the royal family just by marrying a prince.
No, you can't.
You have to be born in line. And Harry is...
She married the wrong prince.
Absolutely, she married the
careless,
wrong prince.
Careless, yeah.
She ought to have been there back in the year 2000.
Yeah. But that's what I question about this. She could still have used it, because she's not going to become president of Britain or queen of England. But she could have used that as leverage to get into American politics if she'd had some experience of the diplomacy that the royals do. Because if she just hung
Americans
in there...
Americans don't believe in diplomacy. Not that kind of diplomacy.
Well, she would have been seen, let's put it like this, she would have been seen hobnobbing with world leaders. So in the minds of people seeing the media, she would have been a credible figure. But she isn't now, is she?
No. Although I think she's still playing on Prince Harry's title, because Prince Harry still makes speeches in New York. So thing is, not to be hobnobbing with royal leaders... Mm-hmm. Other royal leaders or high-up people across the world, but to be actually making the speeches yourself.
Yes, I think I have heard her speak, if only briefly. I think she does speak at some small charity events, but not at major events, right?
Her ethos is to speak to the poor, and of course, if you speak to the poor, you're not regarded as being their spokesperson.
No, we need to get past then the surface. So we have covered the fact that if she were being manipulative, she's done it badly. So maybe it wasn't that manipulative, give her her due. If she was being manipulative, she's done it badly. But we've also covered the fact that it seems to me that, at least in terms of her career, she doesn't have what you would see as the normal background for this role. But perhaps that's what's needed. Maybe her motivation is actually good. So she's more interested in the poor than hobnobbing with the rich. Perhaps this interest in the presidency, perhaps it comes from a pure motive. What would you say to that?
Pure motives can serve the selfish.
I mean, a good motive. She sees society as it is and sees that people are being missed out, ignored, mistreated. She gets involved in various charities which help such people and then thinks, well, no, I need to do more. And hence the presidential aspirations. What do you
think? Well, in America, that would be okay because they treat women and men equally. In this country, husbands are the ones who do the work, who do the hard slog of. Women tend to serve their husbands.
I don't know about that, but I think you're living in the past there. Do you think that's still the case? That's your experience.
The only reason Queen Elizabeth came to the throne was she was the firstborn.
Ah, you're just talking about being the leader of the entire country.
Yes, Meghan wants to be the leader of an entire country.
No, I've got it now. I understand what you're saying. But in terms of royalty, that's true. But we've had two female prime ministers in Britain.
Yes, but being prime minister of Britain would not be as influential being president of the United States.
And indeed, it's not even head of state, because the Queen,
Well, I think this is it. I'm quoting now, and I've been using my references from a new book by the author Tom Bauer, who is very familiar with influential politics. He's written several books on people like Tony Blair, Boris Johnson, Jeremy Corbyn, who all have an effect. Oh, and also Prince Charles, who have been involved in leading or attempting to lead this country.
Yeah.
And the point is that in this country, you will never be beyond the Queen, because she is the Queen of this country. She is the sovereign ruler. And Tom Bauer has titled his book Revenge.
Right.
The revenge being that she could never be Queen of this country.
Interesting.
Anyway, she can be top dog or top cat
or
the queen of anything is by becoming president of the United States.
Now, it's a shame that the presidency is seen like that. It seems to me that when the presidency was created, they used to have, at the time of the signing of the Declaration of Independence and then the Constitution shortly afterwards, they had had this conference of leaders of all the states together as a ruling body in the United States, and the chair of that conference was the president. So, technically, Washington wasn't the first president. There'd been many presidents before, certainly there'd been a few, and there'd been a few presidents before, but they weren't technically called the President of the United States. But in the creation of this new role, they were almost set, in fact the writings that show this, they were set to appoint Washington to the role. So he would effectively be king.
Right.
This was, I think, a move by the military. However, he didn't want to do it. And they took it sort of like an increased role, chair of this, what we wouldn't call the Congress and the Senate, but directly elected by the states. And so that's how he came about. But he was not meant to be, specifically not meant to be, a ruler like a king. That was turned down. It was vetoed by Washington himself. And so when he became president, what he was meant to be being was to have a very limited role of having leadership for foreign affairs and that sort of thing. Roles that couldn't be taken on by the states. So not some figurehead, because the governors of each of the states, they were the heads of state. The president was a limited role joining them together, but it quickly became regarded as the equivalent of a king or queen. But constitutionally, that isn't meant to be the position.
So this was during George Washington's time?
Yes, during his time as president. I'm sure he had the same view. But other people's view of president, as soon as you're in that role, they see you as a king or queen or head of state.
And maybe that has influenced Meghan.
Yes, it has grown more and more like that. The president has taken more and more powers upon himself, I would say, as time has gone on. Yes, it now is more that position, but that's not the intention.
And how do you think the President of the United States regards himself? Do you think he regards himself as the equal of the Queen, or higher than the Queen, because he presides over a much bigger country than Great Britain?
Well, I would say, yes, they regard themselves as more important than the Queen,
Which is why Donald Trump behaved as he did when he last met the Queen.
You see, I don't like this sort of treatment of President Trump. I thought he behaved very well with the Queen. I don't understand.
Well, he could have behaved worse, that's true.
Well, how do you feel he behaved badly?
Well, he put his hand round her shoulders as if to usher her into the place that she ought to be. And
that seems to me to be a gentlemanly thing to do. I don't see the problem with it.
Ah, right. So the presidents,
that's my opinion,
don't really understand the Queen's position.
To him, she's not in that position. She's not his Queen.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, but I, for example, wouldn't bow to the Queen.
No, okay.
Unless forced to gunpoint. She does have that prerogative. But unless that were to happen, I don't bow to anyone except God.
Mm-hmm. No, you're unlikely to bow to the Queen.
She's unlikely to give me a knighthood or anything, but no, that's not going to happen. Yeah, but it's interesting, not the current Queen, but if someone wants to be Queen or wants to be President, doesn't that mean this very really wanting it makes them the worst sort of person to be in that position?
I tend to regard it so, yes, because I remember the words uttered by St. Paul. No one should think more highly of himself or herself than they ought to think.
Yes, and that was in the context of looking at the spiritual gifts and abilities that you have been given. Now, let's look at Meghan Markle. I've never seen her acting.
No, I haven't seen her acting either.
I'm not going to make a comment on that.
But yes, I have. Not in an acting role.
Oh, I see, yes.
But in her demeanour as a duchess, I have seen her acting.
Yes, I guess so, yes. Did you find it convincing?
Yes, very convincing.
Oh, well, there you go. So she's a good actress, then, we'll say. And obviously, her husband loves her very much. So she could be a wonderful wife and mother. Why can she not devote herself to that, being an actress who has a profession and a wonderful wife and mother? I would have thought that would be a great aspiration to have, to have achieved that in your life. That seems like something good, and for her, because of her abilities, achievable.
Yes, I think it's a good supporting role, but then I do believe in women being supporters of men.
Well, why is that a bad thing? I don't get it.
The supporter in family.
Yeah.
But apparently,
yes.
And I've also read this, Prince Harry is also willing to step down, not to step down from his position, but to step down in deference to her, that he would be prepared to look after the home and the family, and he would support her in her role as president if she were ever likely to get anywhere near it.
Interesting. That's an interesting position. If you have any views on that, or anything else we've just said, please get in touch with the show.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.